everyone. Welcome back to Hope for Today. My name is Lynn Wilson, and I am so glad you are joining me today. You know why? God has got something for you and me to learn together. How cool is it that as brothers and sisters in Christ, that when God lays something on my heart or in your heart, and then you share it with someone, you're like, how many times have you shared something? And somebody will say, oh, that's just what I needed to hear. Well, the same Holy Spirit that's in me is in you. And he's got something to say today. So let's dive right into Matthew chapter 14. And we're going to be reading starting at verse 22. I think we're going to go down to about 32. Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go ahead of him to the other side, while he dismissed the crowd. After he had dismissed them, he, meaning the Lord, went up to the mountainside by himself to pray. Later that night, he was there alone, and the boat was already considerably a distance from the land. All the waves were there because of the wind was against it. Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them, went out to the disciples in the boat, walking on the lake, walking on the water. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. I know I would be. It's a ghost, they said, and they cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, take courage, it is I, don't be afraid. Lord, if it is you, Peter replied, tell me to come to you on the water. Jesus said, come. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried out to the Lord, save me, Lord. Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. You have little faith, he said. Why do you doubt? Oh, man, I just felt a tug on my heart. And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down, and those who were in the boat worshiped him, saying, truly, you are the Son of God. You know, this story, if I don't break out in tears, it'll be a miracle. But this one really touches my heart for so many reasons. How many of us have had a miracle in our life? How many of us have had a prayer request that, like, it's never going to happen. I want it so bad. I could taste it. I want it so bad. It'll never happen. And then it happens. I can't believe, oh, Lord, thank you. And we're praising the Lord's name. And you know, I'm talking to me here. You know, you probably got it together. And you prayed for something and the Lord answers it. And you're so excited and you're just jumping all over. And then next week comes and, oh, I got to pray about something. Oh, he'll never answer me. Yeah, no, you know, and you get that doubt in you. Do you get like that? I have actually started, I'm not a big journaler. I've never been. I don't like my words on paper that, how do I say this? Let's say I have a book and a journal and I have words on paper and I write down my thoughts or whatever. And someday something happens to me and my kids read it. What I want my kids to read is my testimony of God's faithfulness. I don't want my kids reading my nonsense of how I was in a bad mood or I wasn't walking with the Lord and I felt defeated. I don't want them to hear that. Now, through life, I don't mind showing my kids, you know, my kids have seen me in the raw. They've seen me at home, wake up in a bad mood, you know, all the rest, frustrated with the Lord. They've seen the rawness of their mother. And then they've also seen their mother come back to them and say, I need to tell you I was wrong. I need to apologize to you because I need you to know that God is alive and God is answering my prayers and I was in a wrong place in life. And I've said these things to my children because I want them to see their mom is not perfect, but their mom is trying to grow in the Lord. Their mom had made a mistake. Their mom can fess up to that. Their mom needs to make it right with them and make it right with the Lord. I want them to see that so they can grow or they can have that memory of, you know what? Mom did mess up, but she made it right. But I don't want that in writing where that would be something they can dwell on or reread over and over and over. What I want them to see is my testimonial of God's faithfulness. So what I've kept is a in everything give thanks journal. And every time the Lord has answered a prayer, I've written down the prayer request in one journal. And then when he has answered it, I write it down. And sometimes there's a description or a definition of you know, maybe how it happened, or, you know, special notes. God did this, God did that, blah, blah, blah. So someday my kids can go back and look at all the things God did for our family, the promises he kept. And it doesn't have to be a miraculous thing. It could be the simplest little thing. And my kids laugh because I still have a prayer journal from when, before I got married. And my wedding anniversary is coming up next week, 36 years. Yay, Wilson team. And I remember my husband, he was so handsome. And he was the guy that, you know, like all the girls wanted to date. And I was nobody, you know? I was just Lynn, very quiet, very introverted, and, you know, he's never gonna wanna date me. But I just knew in my heart of hearts he was the man I wanted to marry. And I wrote down the date, and you know what I prayed for? I get choked up 36 years later. It still, like, touches my heart. I prayed that I could have one date with Graham Wilson. My husband's name is Graham. Just one date. I said, Lord, if I could have one date, I'd be so content. Oh, Lord, just one date with that man. That would be enough. I didn't feel worthy of any more than that. Well, 36 years later, the rest is history. I have two children. I have a daughter-in-law from from our oldest son, and I got more than one date. I married the man. Did the Lord answer? Oh boy, did he answer. He gave me not only a date, but he gave me a partner for life, my soulmate, my everything, the man who is my best friend. And every day I have to remember to thank the Lord, because some days I sit there in awe thinking, I can't believe I got married. I married Graham Wilson. Like, I'm so excited. And, you know, that came up, and I'm sure between now and, you know, 36 years ago, there have been many things I've prayed about, and it happened, and you forget. You have to keep your eyes open to see God at work. Now, here's a situation, and I look at this, and, you know, these disciples have connected with the Lord for how long, right? They've been, like, being under his tutelage and learning and being discipled and walking with him and talking with him. And they look out and they said, oh, it's a ghost. Now, I don't know if I saw somebody walking on water, I probably would say the same thing. But they've walked with the Lord and they've seen miracles of the Lord. They're used to seeing miracles. And they knew what the Lord looked like. I would just think that the Lord stands out a little bit more than you and me. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. But they looked, and they said, it's a ghost. And they were fearful. And the Lord said, take courage, it is I. It's me. It's the Lord. Then Peter said, if it's you, let me come and walk with you. Let me walk on the water with you. And he did. How many times have we... This whole picture is, you know, how strong is your faith? What is your relationship with the Lord? Are you so in tune to the Lord and his whisper? I talk about the whisper all the time. I got a story to tell you. It's really cool. But here the disciples have been walking with the Lord and didn't recognize him. Have you been in a situation where the Lord is doing something right in front of your face and you don't see it? You don't recognize it's God's hand. Then there's Peter who says, oh, if it's you, Lord, let me walk on the water. Okay, he had to take what we would say is a step of faith. Great, how many of us? Yeah, I'm in, I can do this. My faith is strong, I'm doing it. Lynn, I got it covered. And the Lord says, okay, I want you to take a step of faith. And you take that step of faith. You're good. You're walking. You got 10 steps in, you know? Got your little step counter here. We're doing good. Step of faith counter. I've walked, you know, I got my little thing I'm checking here. I've done my 10 steps. I'm on the 11th, the 12th. Wait a minute. What just happened to the 10 steps? You took your eyes off the Lord and you fell. You took your eyes off the Lord and you doubt. You took your eyes off the Lord and you fear. You took your eyes off the Lord and you sank. emotionally, spiritually, maybe even physically sank. I've been there. I've been like, I'm doing it. I'm good. Oh man, all of a sudden you look around and it's almost like you don't recognize where you are, and maybe you don't recognize yourself, and you doubt, you fear, you're frustrated, you're overwhelmed, you name it. You know what I'm talking about. And then then Peter looked up. How many of us, Lord, help, save me. And the Lord saved him just like that. How many of us have cried out to the Lord, Lord, I screwed up, I messed up, I forgot to keep my focus on you. You know, my husband and I, one of the things we love to do is talk about spiritual matters. I don't know if you have a spouse or, you know, a significant other or someone in your life. Do you talk about godly things? We love it. We just watched a program last night on TV. We were having dinner together and we sat on the couch and we put on a sermon, and it was great. We love anything historical, history in the Bible, and we love studying creation and how creation like affects us today and all kinds of stuff with that. And my husband and I just can't get enough of it. We love studying the Old Testament and the realities of like scientific proof that, you know, David and Goliath and creation and the dinosaurs and the whole nine yards. We do all kinds of studies together. Do you do that? You know, it builds a unity between the two of you. You have this connection, spiritual connection. You're learning and you're growing together. And anytime you do things that are surrounded by the Lord, you're in a good place. You're in a safe place. Oh boy, I kind of got off on a tangent of what I was actually going to say today, but I guess God took over, so I don't know, somebody needs to hear this. Yesterday, all right, let me back up. Something happened about 6 weeks ago, and it was one of those things where it was like, huh? I thought I was doing the right thing. I thought I had all my ducks in a row, and I was excited. I was preparing, I was ready, and I came to a screeching halt, and basically, somebody else had control of the situation, and they changed it on me. And I was like, hello? Like, I have laid out money. I've done preparations. I've had to change my schedule. Hello? You and I talked. And I was frustrated. I have to say, I was frustrated at the situation. I was questioning the Lord, like, you've led me, you've allowed me to spend money, you've allowed me to change my schedule, you know, what's going on here? And I was annoyed, I guess you could say, and frustrated at the person that changed the situation. They had control over it, I had no choice in it, but they changed it, and I was annoyed, and I had to, you know, and I had to pray about it. And a couple of weeks, it's like, you know, stewing, got some stew juices going here because it was bothering me. And I shared it with a friend, and she said, oh yeah, you need to go talk to them. You need to set them straight. You need to let them know how frustrated you are and why they did this. And so I prayed about it. And I said, Lord, is this true? Do I need to, you know, I'm the type of person when if something's not right, right then, you and I, we got to make it right. I don't like waiting. I prayed about it, and the Lord said, no, just be quiet. And prior to that, something else had happened, and I could hear the Lord tell me, don't get in front of me. So that has been my prayer over the past couple weeks, is not to get in front of the Lord. So the next day, a few days ago, the same friend came and said, did you set that straight? You know, you got to go say something. And I said, I just don't feel right. I just feel the Lord telling me to be quiet. And just not let it rest, just be quiet. Let the dust settle, and it'll probably be in the fall before we can reconnect and I can, you know, talk through this. Lo and behold, the Lord made this divine appointment yesterday, and I'm standing there talking 45 minutes to this other person who made this choice to make a decision that changed my schedule and altered everything for me. And in this 45 minutes, it was very interesting because my husband was in the car. And I'm standing there talking to this person. And it was good conversation. I mean, it was very uplifting. It was very encouraging. We reconnected. And there were some weirdity things that I was like, is it me? Is it them? I come to find out there were situations and it had nothing to do with us, but as they were sharing these situations, it was shedding some light on maybe things that have happened. Why did this one particular thing happen? I know why, but why did God allow it? I don't know. But this person had no idea how much it really bothered me. But I said to my husband, did you see us talking? He said, yeah, you guys were there a long time. I said, were there two of us or were there three of us? He went like, what? He goes, there were the two of you. I said, you sure? And he said, was the Lord whispering in your ear again? I said, I'm telling you, I kept wanting to go, like, I could feel the Lord standing right there. I get goosebumps thinking about it. I could feel the Lord going, there's your answer. Yep, there's another answer. Yep. Okay, that's good. You can check that box. Nope, don't bring it up. Do not bring it up. You need to know, for this season, this is where I have you. You need to know for this season, those changes that took place, you need to be content and know what those changes were and where I have plugged you in, that's where you belong. As clear as that. And I came in the next day and I was, you know, after that was all over and I was talking to this friend that, you know, said I needed to go. And I said, I can't go into detail, but this is what the Lord told me. For that season, I'm right where I need to be. And I'm completely at peace and content after that encounter with that individual and having the Lord standing there with me. The Lord says, if two or three are gathered together, there I am. Let me tell you, he was there on that front stoop. It was amazing. So I have questions for you. Do you feel like you're sinking in life? Was there a time when you were walking on the water and you were doing it and you got to that point where, have you lost your focus? Have you lost your sense of the Lord is in front of you? I want you to go and meditate on Psalm 23. We're not going to read it today. But meditate on the portion where it says, I sit at the table and I feast with the Lord. And you're with the Lord. And my enemies surround me. But if you're looking at the Lord, your enemies are around you. But I'm looking at the Lord and your enemies are around you. But I'm looking at the Lord. Do you hear what I'm saying? But if you look at your enemies, are you looking at the Lord? You're looking at your enemies. Are you looking at the Lord? What did Peter do? He looked at the wind. He looked at the waves and he did not look at the Lord. He lost his focus and he sank. And yet, what did he do? He cried out to the Lord and the Lord saved him. I encourage you. Sorry. So the winds and the waves are all around him. But I encourage you today, if you've got winds and you've got waves around you, you need to stop and you need to call out and say, Lord, save me. Save me. I got to get back focused. I got to get back focused. So there you go. That's what we have for you today. I trust you will come back and join me next week. I've got something pretty cool to share with you. So same time, same place. We'll see you then.